In the northern Philippines today, there's the threat of flooding and landslides with the passage of Typhoon Mawa. That cyclone is moving toward Japan, but it's not nearly as strong as when it slammed into the island of Guam last week. No one was killed in the US territory, but there was a lot of damage and some minor injuries. On the other side of the globe, the Atlantic hurricane season officially begins tomorrow. That's likely causing some anxiety in southwest Florida, where communities are still rebuilding from the devastation of Hurricane Ian in September. More than 150 people died, and it was the third costliest hurricane in US history. This year, the National Hurricane Center is rolling out new tools to alert the public of the risks posed by some storms. But as NPR's Greg Allen reports, accurate forecasts alone are not enough to prevent deaths from hurricanes and tropical storms.
The National Hurricane Center's Deputy Director Jamie Rome calls it the story about Hurricane Ian that never got told. It's that despite the high death toll and the level of destruction, the center's meteorologists did a good job forecasting the hurricane's track, intensity, and the areas at risk from storm surge. Rome recalls the advisory issued 5 days before Ian made landfall.
A major hurricane is going to move in the eastern Gulf of Mexico and likely impact the west coast of Florida.
Rome says the early warnings likely saved numerous lives. Hurricane forecasts have greatly improved over the last decade, largely because of better data from satellites, buoys, and aircraft, along with more powerful computers and sophisticated modeling. Even so, in Hurricane Ian, many people on the coast underestimated the threat of storm surge. In a presentation at a recent hurricane conference, Rome played video of a cottage on Fort Myers Beach as it's engulfed by a rapidly rising storm surge. The house has swept off its foundation and eventually washed away in the 15-foot flood. Amazingly, people who were in the house survived. 41 people are known to have died in Ian's storm surge. But despite evacuation orders, many decided to stay in their homes. One reason Rome believes is that too often people focus on the storm's wind speed, its category number on the Saffir-Simpson scale.
The primary reason we evacuate in this country is because of storm surge. Yet we are absolutely enamored as a country with the Saffir-Simpson scale. It is a wind scale. You've got to stop focusing on the wrong things.
The deaths in Ian were the most seen in Florida from a storm since the 1935 Labor Day hurricane. Rome says that's because Ian hit a densely populated area. More than 150,000 people were at risk from storm surge, he says, so the death toll could have been much higher. Director of the National Hurricane Center, Mike Brennan, says although storm surge has the greatest potential to cause the most deaths in a single day, in recent years, more deaths have been caused by freshwater flooding, sometimes far inland.
It can happen anywhere. It's almost entirely unrelated to how strong a storm is. So a tropical depression, the remnants of a system, if they sit over an area long enough, can produce deadly freshwater flooding.
To better communicate the risk from flooding, the National Hurricane Center has made improvements to its storm surge models. This year, it's also expanding its tropical weather outlooks from 5 to 7 days. Florida State University meteorologist Allison Wing says the enhanced outlook should give people more time to get their hurricane plans in place.
It gives you just a kind of a little bit more lead time in thinking about, all right, within the next week, are we expecting anything to happen?
A major factor meteorologists are watching closely this year is the likely development in the Pacific of a strong El Niño climate pattern. That has global implications, including higher than normal temperatures worldwide. Typically, El Niños tend to suppress the development of hurricanes in the Atlantic. But this year, Colorado State University forecaster Phil Klotzbach is expecting hurricane activity to be just slightly below normal. The reason?
The Atlantic right now is extremely warm, much warmer than normal for this time of year. And so normally when the Atlantic is warm, that tends to favor above normal activity.
As meteorologists and emergency managers like to say, it only takes just one. Damaging hurricanes have made landfall even in relatively quiet El Niño years. Looking back at the loss of life in Hurricane Ian, National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan says his biggest worry is complacency.
You know, we lost a lot of people in Katrina in 2005 because they didn't think it would be worse than Camille was. We have a tremendous number of people moving around in this country. You look at Florida, you look at other coastal states, people moving here from non-hurricane prone areas, they don't even know what their risk is.
Hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.